Al Simpson. Many Democrats want to sell off the whole health care farm and put us on a bus north to Canada. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you liberal members of Congress who have tried like dogs to socialize everything are now looking to add health care to the list. The bottom line is, if you like government housing and government mail delivery, then you're going to love nationalized health care. Barnum was right. Canada is a vivid example of this flawed concept. Ted, last year over 260,000 of our Canadian neighbors had to wait an average of 13 weeks for certain procedures. No wonder so many Canadians, even government workers, are showing up in hospitals in Seattle, Buffalo, Detroit, and in other near-border cities. If you think the winters in Canada are cold, nothing compares to the chill Canadians get when they need quick medical attention. Ted, the old liberal all-or-nothing approach would surely put all Americans in the healthcare deep freeze, and nothing is exactly what we'd get. Get the knife.
Al, you Neanderthals just don't want health care to be accessible and affordable. We aren't importing Canada. We're proposing an American solution to stop rising costs and guaranteeing coverage for everyone. No exclusions for pre-existing conditions or any other booby traps that make the current system a nightmare. You haven't even got Canada straight, Al. Sure, some Canadians wait a few weeks for care, but last year, 54 million Americans put off health care they need but can't afford. Half of all Canadians say their system works well. Only 10% of Americans say that, yet we spend 40% more per person than they do. Your scare tactics didn't work against Medicare in the 1960s, Al, and they won't work now. No one thinks Medicare for the elderly is socialized medicine, and neither is our Democratic plan for everyone else. With President Clinton in the White House, we'll finally make the right to health care a reality. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on rising unemployment. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.